Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
James Morrell is joining us on the WBEN Trocar College Lifeline, Vice Chair of the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation. Major renovation work is happening on the Central Terminal. James, good morning. Yesterday it was announced Phase 2 is getting underway, $33 million going into the Central Terminal. What steps are we going to see with this phase?
Okay, so good morning. This is very generational. This is going to allow the passenger concourse to be activated. At this point, we've been doing things on the Great Lawn, but with this $33 million project, we'll be able to take care of the passenger concourse. Hopefully, we'll be able to take care of the historic restaurant and allow individuals onto the parking deck. So right outside the Central Terminal, there's an underground parking deck that needs repairs. So we'll make sure that that's safe and stable and allow individuals to come in with entertainment, with a community gathering, an economic hub for the Broadway Fillmore area.
Now, this plan comes out. I know recently we were talking with you about a preferred developer being announced with the Central Terminal. How does this all go hand in hand with, you know, the further development that, you know, I hate to say finished product this early, but, you know, what a lot of people are looking for down the line?
Sure. We have a great developer, CB Manual, Rise Capital, and Alexander Company. And they're currently working to match what we're doing. We're taking care of the infrastructure part of this project, and they're working to see the potential tenants and getting financing available so they can begin to start their part of this work. So this is very exciting. This is going to take about a 10-year period, but this portion is going to be about a 2-year period, this $33 million. We're erecting an elevator that would allow us to take materials up and do the facade work all the way from the basement all the way to the top of the tower.
You know, James, this has been closed for 40-some years. I guess the thing is, when will people be allowed access to be back inside to kind of see, you know, what was there, the grandeur of it all?
Sure. Within a couple years, this portion of the project would allow individuals to access the west side of the main concourse, which will be able to hold events for about 1,000 individuals. And that's pretty significant. And I'm not saying it's in great shape, but water isn't pouring into the building anymore. We've stabilized that with our first set of money from the state. We've been working with the Regional Revitalization Partnership with a lot of community members to bring this strategic plan forward. We have the money. We've started construction. You'll start seeing activity there. This is great. This is great, not only great for the city of Buffalo, but it's great for the Broadway Fillmore area.
So 2 years when this phase is complete, what should people expect?
To be able to hold events inside the west side of the building, that west side concourse. And that in and of itself is pretty grander. I mean, that is pretty huge. So we have these tiles. They're called the Guastafina tiles. And we want to make sure that they are stable, that they're not going to be falling on someone's head. So we'll be painstakingly going through and making sure that it's stable, it's safe, and ready for individuals to come into that building.
I saw a video yesterday, and it was explaining how these tiles are going to be removed and replaced. Do you have any idea how many tiles are in there?
Oh, hundreds of thousands of tiles. It's one of the most tiles in a building, I believe, in North America, if I'm not mistaken. There's a ton of tiles. Now, they're not all bad. But what we did is painstakingly went through and did a test and tapped every one of these tiles in the West Concourse and to see their stability. And if they need to be reattached, that's what we'll be doing.
They tapped every tile? I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, this is painstaking work. This is something that we are strategic in our effort. We're not gonna push this thing through. This is something that's very generational, that it's a one time. We're going to get this $33 million and get the best of this money to make sure that this portion of the building is stable, that it's going to concentrate on keeping it airtight. It's going to be safe, and individuals are going to really appreciate the ability to come in. Now, once that happens, then we'll be able to start bringing in events. We'll be able to start bringing in opening up other areas of the building that is 5-7 years down the line.
When you, I knew you mentioned events, you know, in a couple of years, this will be open up for events. I'm wondering, like, down the line, what is the ultimate vision for the Central Terminal? Is it an event space? Is it something of a permanent attraction or something? Is it mixed use? I mean, what do you see there?
It's all the above. It's an arts and entertainment, community, housing, economic hub. There's possibility of light manufacturing. I mean, the ability to open and reuse these spaces is just amazing. The tower definitely will be looking at some form of office space. The outbuildings, the mail and baggage building is ideal for housing. So these are the things that the community has weighed in on our master plan. They were strategic in their efforts in making sure that their voices were heard in the development of the master plan. And the developer and Central Terminal Restoration Corporation is now merging those efforts together to bring this great building back to life.
What's your confidence level, James, of this project going forward and being successful?
I am very confident. I mean, the state, through the Regional Revitalization Partnership, has allowed this board to move forward. $33 million may seem like a lot of money, and it is. But what we're going to be able to do is stabilize the building that's been sitting for 40-plus years. And it's not in bad shape. It's really not in bad shape. It just needs to come back. And I'm very confident that that's going to happen. The Central Terminal, a very similar building in Detroit, we had an opportunity to visit that. And there was a main person behind that, Bill Ford, spent a lot of money to bring that building back. We have the same architect that's on that building, that was on that building. We have that same architect. So we have the pieces in place to move this building forward. Very confident that this is going to happen.
Right. Well, James, thanks for the time once again. Always do appreciate it. James Morrell joining us, talking about the Central Terminal, some of the plans unveiled yesterday.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.